Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
You just sculled that coffee, Rob. That was impressive. How's it going?
Very well, thank you.
It's good to hear. What are we talking about?
Well, I get sent quite a lot of stuff to talk about. The other day, I was going to talk about this, and I talked about it at the beginning of the show, and it was, does a chair exist if nobody sits on it?
Yes.
Relational quantum mechanics says no. I don't know who these people are, but I was going to talk about it and say how ridiculous it was, and then I thought, you know what it is? Sometimes people want to be so super clever, and they'll say something because people don't want to go, what are you talking about? Do you know what I mean? If I go to an art gallery and someone has to explain a painting to me, it's because it doesn't work. I don't get it.
I don't agree with that one, but I went to art school, so I feel like I have to agree with that one.
It's like if you have to explain a joke to someone, it's because it wasn't funny.
That's fair.
So I wasted a lot of time on that, so I threw it away.
Fair enough. But who needs quantum mechanics anyway?
Well, yeah, just go outside, breathe some fresh air, do something else. I want to talk about this for a while, and today's the day, and it's museums.
Okay, museums.
Okay. Now, I'm going to go a bit all over the place with this, but personally, I think every country has enough of its own history without stealing other people's.
That's fair, yeah.
Now, it's a totally different story if a country allows an exhibit to go on tour, or, you know, you loan something out of someone. I think that's really, really brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
But there are countless cases of stolen artifacts in, I guess, every museum in Europe.
Probably every museum in the world, to be honest, right? Yeah.
Now, I don't want to plagiarise James Acaster because I love him a bit, but he does a little bit about museums, and I'm just going to sort of go a little bit there with it. Museums don't hide the fact that they've stolen something. They'll stick it in a glass case, put a little thing around it so you can't touch it, with a little note saying, we took this and now we own it.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. pretty
so
much
find
what
us
they
keepers.
Do.
Yeah. And to me, I think it's disgusting.
I remember going to the Salisbury Centre in the UK,
yeah,
and that was just, it was pretty hectic, to be honest. There's a lot of, like, Māori taonga in there that should not be in that museum. I think there's a slow process of repatriation happening, but yeah, it's pretty grim.
I looked at the Elgin marbles, which is quite typical.
Oh, this one always comes up,
from the early 1800s. And agents for Lord Elgin, or let's just call them thieves, because that's what they were, they went to the Temple of the Parthenon and other buildings on the Acropolis of Athens in Greece, and just, like, got all this stuff, just so, like, we'll take that. And just took
it's
it.
So rude.
Just took it. But apparently they found some dodgy officials that they backhanded so they could get it out of country.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 447 BC. It's just an amazing stuff. And they just write us ours now.
And it's always it's always the gold standard for when this conversation comes up is the Elgin marbles. Yeah. When's the British Museum going to release them back to where they should be?
Yeah, well, now, see, there's just, I can sort this problem out right now. It can be done so easy with one number, one letter and one word, 3D printer.
3D printer?
Right. Today you can copy anything exactly.
Just make your own Elgin
Just
marbles.
Make your own and then give it back and have a big sign saying, we stole, well, I didn't steal this, someone else stole it, but I was big enough to give it back.
Hard out.
Then I would actually support a museum that does that.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, and a lot of museums are trying to work through, especially decolonial practices of doing that.
There's lots in Germany, but the VA and British Museum, because they're not doing it.
They're famously not great at that.
I'm quite embarrassed by the fact that it's happening in my country.
I reckon. Did you bring us a poem today, Rob?
I know, because I was watching a football on the train.
I was going to say, there's one thing that you can beat proud of for England today.
It's football, just to put it out there, football's not coming home.
as good as it gets.
Exactly.
This is literally the win.
We beat
Celebrate
Germany.
It.
So, yeah, I'm all good with it.
For anyone who wasn't tuned in at the start of the show, Rob is wearing his England football shirt over the top of his hoodie today.
Because
proudly
it's
on display, unlike where you normally have to hide that one away next to your Tottenham ones, you know. It's a hard life out there.
Yeah, okay, okay, that's enough of it.
Thank you very much, you. Rob.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
Oh, someone says about the